us here on our own. But Lord, that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to make a way for us to know you. I ask that as we turn to the scripture this morning on this special day of celebration, appreciation, all the fun that we've already had and we will yet have, Lord, that you would help us to be hearers of your word this morning and to respond. I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, I'm going to tell you a little bit, give you a snapshot today of how this church came to be, of what has occurred this past year, and what we are looking forward to in the coming year. But before we do, we've got to talk about Jesus. Because, you know, a lot of people are talking about the Football Hall of Fame right now, and like the standard is, can you tell the story of football without talking about this person? Well, my standard for this church is that you can't tell the story of this church without talking about Jesus. Yeah. Right? That's the reason we're here. He's the reason that we're here. And so, I'm just going to quickly go through that to kind of lay out the groundwork of why we're here and what we're doing. Jesus himself described it, you see on the screen, John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his Son so that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Let me tell you, I will not let a day go by without getting up and thinking about why I'm breathing. I'm breathing because it was God who said, let there be light. And I am breathing with joy because I have been set free from my sins and forgiven. I've been given a fresh start. And that is because of Jesus. God, a personal God, revealed to us, available to us. We need a sense of gratitude and life and joy. We can reasonably be slap happy. Jesus also then gave us this instruction. Love God with all you've got. Love your neighbor as yourself. Go urge as many people as possible, all different kinds of people, to become my followers. That's why we exist. It's not crazy. It's not for extremists. It's the command of Christ. Your life, your naps, your recreation, your enjoying meals together, your coming, your going, it has a purpose. And that purpose is that out of a love response to Jesus, we urge others to also become followers of Jesus. Can I get a what? Come on, somebody, right? Go, urge. So how did these people to whom he was speaking, how did they respond? Well, we see it in Acts 2, and that's why we do what we do in every essential practice of this church. You see on the screen, they shared the good news of Jesus. They were devoted to Jesus' teaching. Devoted. They had a wholehearted commitment. Their life, their primary function. They had a devotion to Jesus' teaching, to fellowship, relationship with each other, sharing food, which we're going to do in a little bit. Oh, and you're going to like it. Sharing life, prayer, helping each other, meeting in groups large and small, public and private. That's how they responded to Jesus' instruction. It's prescriptive for us. Any problem you can have today, there's a pill for that. Well, guess what? In your life, there's a prescriptive instruction that we've been given. And that's why we're here. Otherwise, I'd be in bed. Okay? Not doing the polar plunge. Paul summarizes it this way. 2 Timothy 2:3-4. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. It's God's desire. So for that reason, we are here. City Harbor Church, a safe place to find and follow Jesus. The name of our church came about in part because when Rebecca and I were in a season of assessment, prayer, fasting, and thinking this through, the words from Psalm 107 just jumped off the page at me. talking about God leading a people who were confused, who were starving, who were hungry, who were hurt, who were lost, who did not have a place where they belonged. It says in verse 7, he led them straight to safety, to a city where they could live. What a blessing was that stillness as he brought them safely into harbor. From these verses, we derive these truths. You see on the screen, there's nothing more powerful than the good news of Jesus. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
There is nothing more powerful than the good news of Jesus. There is no better way to introduce people to this truth than by relationships.
Yeah.
That's why we say, live like Jesus and share his love. It's the theme of this church. But you invite people to this church with it's a safe place to find and follow Jesus. But the theme of how we live and how we go about this is live like Jesus, share his love. That's why we do three things. We connect by gathering on weekends to worship, to receive and respond to his love. We grow by meeting in small groups for prayer, learning, and sharing life. We share by living like Jesus and sharing his love every day and everywhere. Now, how does this look? Here's how it looks. We see a church loving Jesus in a way that people talk about. Did you catch that? We see a church where people find salvation and healing in Jesus. We see a church helping people find careers and peaceful homes. We see a church where everyone can find a place that they fit. Everyone. That's everybody. We see a church serving the city with love that works. That's how this looks. City Harbor Church, a safe place to find and follow Jesus. We'll give you a quick 101 of the history and how this came to be. So, we grew up in Portland, Oregon, right? The church out there. We grew up there, worked there, served there, every area ministry in the church. Went into a season of prayer and fasting. Really had not set out, it was not our idea to start a church, but there was a clear direction from God. There was a long process of, actually turned out to be 4 years, start to finish, of a process of assessment, preparation, before we moved here. And included in that process are some people that most of you might not have met. Starting with both of our sets of parents. My parents are on the right, Rebecca's parents are on the left. Both of them, both moms and dads, licensed and ordained ministers of the gospel at the church out there, elders out there for around 40 years, both couples. They were a huge part. They've been here. They visited. They were a huge part of the prayer. They pray every week for you. Now, that also includes the pastors of our church out there. In almost 70 years, there have been three pastors in that church. Starting on your left, Brother Dick Iverson, whose parents had initially started with a baker's dozen of people around a potbelly stove in 1958, but quickly his father became ill and he was set in as pastor of the church as a young man. The couple in the middle, that's Pastor Frank and Sharon DiMaggio, who have just transitioned out of the leadership of that church this past year. And the couple on the right is Mark and Susan Estes, the current pastors of our church in Portland. Each of these people have prayed for you, are aware of you, have given to make this possible. Our home churches, which includes people like you see in these photos here, that have a strong ministry to single moms in Baltimore, to victims of sex trafficking, to the homeless, to immigrants, English as a second language, a lot of different things that gave $20, $50, $100 at a time to help make this possible. Around 600 people that still to this day get monthly updates and pray for you. People just like you. That's our church in Portland. Now, this also wouldn't have happened without our elders. These are the elders of our church that you see on the screen. Starting on the right is Jack Lohman, who's now in heaven. Then next to him are Lanny and Joanne Hubbard. And then going to the left, Howard and Donna Rachinsky. And on the far left, Steve and Beth Stells. Steve and Sharon Stells, thank you. They're the elders of this church. There are people that if we come to rocky times that we can go to. There are people that are responsible for the oversight of this church, that have the logins for everything, the bank account, my calendar, the email, everything. They've got access to everything. These are the elders of the church. These are the elders that have helped make this possible, that have helped shape this from before we even got here. On this screen, you see pastors of churches from around the U.S. that have had a strategic voice and given us counsel and advice and given money to make this possible. In the top left corner, Pastors Jude and Becky Fuquay, City Church in Ventura, California. Pastors Gilbert and Eileen Silva, Cleveland, Ohio. Pastors Mike and Debbie Baker up in Maryland. And Mike and Elizabeth Hennigan, who still to this day help support this church and make it possible, be sending us a team this summer from Goochland, Virginia. Dennis and Suzanne Lashney down in Chester, Virginia, where Femi and Monica moved from. Pastors from Atlanta, pastors from New York City. We also have here more Chiquetta's former pastor from Richmond, the pastors Danny and Giselle Bonilla from New York, Pastor Patrick, Marlena Keitley that were in California, now down in Atlanta where Anna's sister and brother-in-law are, Joel Kaler, who just passed away this past year but gave us our first drum set as a church and sent us money at key and strategic times. Pastors Jesse and Soren McCall in Cambodia, where my sister serves. The pastors Michael and Heather Giroux in City Church DC that have been a strategic part of helping make this possible. Pastors Judah and Chelsea Smith, whose father, Wendell Smith, my godfather, who's in heaven now, sowed a seed, was one of the very first people to write a check to help make this church possible. And huge people in our lives. And Pastor Doug and Donna Lassett in Denver, Colorado, who went out about the same time that we did from Portland to make this possible. These are people that have made this possible. So in August 2010, we moved here from Portland, Oregon, and there we are for the first time walking up the steps of our house. I know some of y'all are like, who's that guy? No, that's me. That's me. Quickly, God began to bring a group of people together that would become the backbone, the essential lifeblood of this church. Quickly, we began to see an affinity. What's so interesting is we have so many people that have come in this past year, and then we have so many people that have been here at least 4 years that have made this possible, that came together in the Rotunda Cinemas when you never knew if it was going to be 6 people or 12 people. Yeah. It's been amazing. So this past year, we have seen miracles. Miracles. How many of you in this room have seen a miracle of salvation this year? You've seen somebody come to faith. Look around the room. Come on, somebody. Look around the room. Salvation. How many of you have seen miracles of healing? Like documented medical. Look around the room. Documented medical miracles of healing. How many, we've seen miracles of provision, of jobs, of reconciliation, of peace where there was not peace. Come on, somebody. This is a miracle house. I'm not crazy. I'm not trying to get on TV. I'm just stating the facts. Yeah. I wouldn't look good on HD. Trust me. This is a miracle house. Yeah. Here's some things that we as a church do. Some of you may not even know this. We as a church underwrite the cost of the education, the housing, the health care of little Ismail Darisma, who's Gideon's age, who's the picture on the far right there. A part of our giving, a part of your giving every month, we go and we cover the cost of him. I don't know a better word for orphanage, but there's a care facility there that has sprung up that some of our network churches are very involved with. It's hugely important. It's something that we as a church do together. Now, let's look at just some of the fun stuff that we've done. We've had our annual ladies gathering, right? Once a year, and that's on your save the date in your bulletin and in your email. We already have the date that's set. Once a year, our ladies get together, have a time of prayer, worship, and the word, encouraging each other. We as a church have helped Urban Gardens in Waverly and in Whitelock, and we gave away over 100 pair of shoes for the homeless. 100 pair of shoes. We also, this is the Mother's Cry, the Mothers of Murder Victims, for the Saturday, the day before Mother's Day, which we will do again this year. This year we helped more than 90 mothers of murder victims have a wonderful banquet together where they can love on each other, be showered with gifts, we give them fresh flowers, and we underwrote the cost of some of the moms to be there. That's pretty cool. We also helped in the Hamden Fest with the toilet bowl races that you see there. We helped make that happen. A local artist, Steve Baker, he just makes it all happen. There's no money from the city. It's neighbors. And we are a part of this neighborhood. And that was a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to us doing it again. We also helped with, some of you may not be aware of this, the Waverly Festival, which that's not this picture. We provided the sound system for the Waverly Festival and a lot of other help for that as well. As well as other, this is up York Road. We helped with a variety of peace marches and prayer walks and neighborhood block parties. Some of you helped me here and there with that. It was awesome. We also took a Sunday and worshiped at Justin and Becky's house, and then we prayer walked three hot spots in their neighborhood in Southwest Baltimore, including, you'll see there, the picture of us playing on the playground. And from that Sunday to the present time, there's been a massive reduction in drug activity. Can I get a witness? We were also responsible for bringing together what the police had identified were the top 15 most strategic churches in the Northern District for a prayer breakfast. Cross-denominational lines would not have happened without this church. We also gave away food, produce on three weekends, and we underwrote the cost of two different days of feeding at least 180 homeless people breakfast and lunch. That was us. Amen. You can cheer. We also helped Aslan House move, right? So we have Brian and Ron and Holly that lead Celebrate Recovery groups inside prisons to help men and women with their addiction issues and other issues find freedom and healing inside prisons. And we have a house. We're helping Mount Zion with Ray and Dorothy open another house. And I don't know about you, but I'm believing for more. Let me get ahead of myself. More houses. But we helped clean up and move from being over on Fayette in the east side of town to right over in Penn Lucy by Waverly and everybody else. And it's awesome. Yeah. We also gave away clothing to the homeless. We went and we hit the streets. We gave away clothing. We gave away a tent. We gave away, and then I'm there holding coats. We also gave away a bunch of winter coats to children in need, and we helped three families have a Christmas that they would not have had. We also enjoyed some conferences together, some times of prayer and discussion and Bible study. Some of you will get the inside joke. We also helped the families of murder victims, 121. 121 families of murder victims have all the groceries that they need for Thanksgiving, including most of the turkeys that we paid for. Come on, somebody. We also started a new Celebrate Recovery ministry right here in this neighborhood. St. Luke's right down on the corner, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. And I would encourage you, anybody in this room and anybody that you know, this is a safe place to find freedom and healing from life's hurts, hang-ups, and habits. You've got an unhealthy relationship with food, with substances, with sex. Come Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, dinner is provided. It's a safe place. We're down in the basement of St. Luke's over on the left. If you go into the room and you don't see us, that's the wrong room. Go over to the next room. We have dinner. Listen, some of y'all need to be there. Some of y'all need to bring friends there. You know somebody that Sunday morning is not their on-ramp for Jesus. You can bring them on Wednesday night. It's possible. City Harbor Church. What a year this has been. Isn't this great? We are bigger than what we see. We are bigger than what we see. It's about God. It's about people. Live like Jesus. Share His love. So this year, I am looking for the miracles, for your family members, for your friends, for your coworkers, the schools that we're in as teachers, as students. This is going to happen through you relating to people, through you being Jesus with skin on. This is going to happen through you. I want to say something in the spirit right now about this year. You've set aside the weights that beset you. This is going to be a year where God the Holy Spirit is going to be the wind in your sails. Where things that have been difficult in the past will not be difficult in the future. Are you ready to appropriate a word this morning? Can I speak a word to you? Come on. God is going to be the wind. We are going to see in our church family, God be the wind in our sails, propelling us, moving us forward. For some, it's time to decide that this is your spiritual family. It's now time to cross over, to take a step of commitment, to make this your church home, to recognize that there's something of God that's happening here. Here's what's going to happen. You will go here and there. You will listen. You will pray. You will see. You will hear things in the Spirit. And you will speak life into people and into places that is much needed. You will bring a healing to the brokenhearted, to broken places. You will sing a new song in dark places and light them up with the life of God. Who's ready to grab a hold of that word? Come on. This is what is possible through the power of the living God this year. And it is through you, the relationships and people where it has been difficult for you to see that it might be possible. It's time to receive healing and ask God to help you see those people as possible. That's how this church grows. It's also going to be through a strategically serving neighborhoods. We're getting ready to bring a gathering in Waverly to talk about how we can serve that neighborhood this year, Waverly and Penlucy. This church is going to start to take some more strategic steps in serving the neighborhoods where we live. We are going to see miracles. Let's look at them again. This is what we're praying for this year. Miracles of salvation, miracles of healing, miracles of provision, miracles of reconciliation, miracles of peace. Are you ready?
Yes.
We are going to live like Jesus and share His love. We are going to grow Celebrate Recovery, and this year we're going to start another Celebrate Recovery. Oh, I did it again. We are doing Celebrate Recovery inside. Ronald, Holly, Brian, we need more people that are willing to go into the prisons and lead groups in the prisons. Yeah. It's time to grow. Some of you here in this room are perfect candidates. You can just talk to one of them. I've gone in. It's great. It's wonderful. We need to grow Celebrate Recovery inside. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We need to grow and finish remodeling the current Aslan House in Penlucy, the Aslan House in Mount Zion, on the other side of the park, and we need to add more houses. We need to start to pray that God, we could this year, with the candidates we have, fill 3 more houses. Am I wrong? That would not be a faith step, that would be a reasonable step. How many of you think we could pray that God could bring about the donation of those houses and the ability to renovate those houses? There are people that are locked up, that are ready to be set free, that are becoming on fire in their personal relationship for Jesus, and they need some people on the outside that are Jesus with the skin on, that are ready to provide and show up and say, we can help you. We will show up when you're released from being incarcerated. We will get you to the house. We will get you to a place of safety. There is no gang. There is no drug network. There is no one that is more powerful than our God.
Amen.
Yeah, I said it. Because it's true.
Yeah.
It would be reasonable. 3 more houses. We need to do more to help our friends at Manor House. Okay? They feed about 200 homeless people breakfast and lunch every day, 25th and Greenmount. Some of the most godly, humble people that I know. We need to do more to help them. We're going to do more to help Mothers Cry this year. How many of you would like to see us get all the turkeys donated? Okay, I'd like for you to help me. You know. Okay, so we did 121 families, names, addresses last year. We can do more. Right?
Yeah.
We can do more. We are going to do two other things. I'm not going to take the time to explain them right now. But Convergence is a gathering of like-minded churches for prayer and for worship. We had one scheduled. It got postponed with the weather forecast. That's going to get rescheduled. There's going to be more activities scheduled. These are churches inside the city limits that are like-minded, that are focused, that want to see change in Baltimore City. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter if I'm talking with a PhD, a clinical psychiatrist, a social worker. I told you he'd show up for the food. Medical doctors or parole officers or neighbors or homeless people. Everybody that I talk to that is well-versed in the problem of Baltimore, the challenges of Baltimore say the same thing. It's going to take everybody. It's going to take everybody rolling up their sleeves. It's going to take everybody getting involved. That includes us. And that includes us not being the kind of people that will only show up to our stuff when it's our name on the banner. That's going to mean Baltimore's churches are no longer going to be silos, but a communal thing. If God wrote a letter to the church in Baltimore like he did to the Ephesians and the Philippians like you have in the New Testament, it would be the Church of Baltimore. It would not be City Harbor Church. The letter would be to the Church of Baltimore. That is the believers of Baltimore that need to gather strategically. God is writing a letter to the church in Baltimore, and he is saying that he is ready to move. He is ready to bring change, and it is going to take coordinated efforts.
Yeah.
So when I put out an invitation and I invite you to something, show up. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. Also, I'm involved with a group of churches of senior pastors that are meeting to study, to pray, to talk on the issue of racial reconciliation. And in 2017, you're going to hear more about that. And I think you're going to be happy. Another new announcement for 2017. How many of you like a new announcement for 2017? Hope Springs is an amazing organization that serves patients with AIDS, HIV. They do an amazing thing. They do many things. One of the things that they do is they provide each individual with a table of people that are going to help them, that meet with them on a regular basis and help them, whether it's somebody gives them a ride to a doctor's office, somebody helps them put together a budget, somebody helps them with how do you look for a job, somebody helps them answer questions about the healthcare system. We are going to make this available. We are going to join with another church to form one of those tables to help people. And if you're interested in that, the first big training that you can come to is going to be on Saturday, February 18th. When?
Saturday, February 18th.
Hope Springs. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited about it. Another great opportunity for us to serve the city in a way that matters.
Yeah.
Will you stand with me? Let's close in prayer. How many of you are excited about this year?
Yay.
That was okay. Come on, how many of you are excited about this year?
Yay.
All right. We are going to have lunch together today, here shortly, and celebrate. We have rented this place for extra hours today so that we can enjoy each other's company and enjoy being together. We are culminating 21 days of prayer and fasting, a time of focusing on God more than anything else. And I believe what's going to come out of that over these coming weeks is a greater clarity and a focus and an ability to hear God and be in control of our cravings and remove the clutter, the spiritual clutter in our lives and the natural clutter in our homes so that we can experience His peace.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah.
Amen. Let's pray. Our good friends from Daniela's, the Italian restaurant a block down, are bringing in the food. They're just starting to bring it in, but it'll be ready shortly. Let's pray. We'll bless the food as well. Amen. God, I thank you for all that you have done to make our gathering possible. Lord, all the people that have sown money and time and energy and prayer into making this church available to us today. I thank you that it was your idea to begin with. I thank you that you are with us, that you have provided, that you've given us more opportunities than we know what to do with. Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you that we can enjoy some hugs and high fives today and good food. Lord, I pray that as we eat, you would bless the food, strengthen us, Lord, that there be more in the way of healing miracles and joy miracles in our gathering today. I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Grace and peace to you. Let's enjoy the day.